Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today, my brothers, my sisters, is the second Sunday of Advent, year C. First reading will be taken from the prophet Baruch, chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 126. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 4 to 6, 8 to 11. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, keep believing, His coming is certain. My brothers and sisters, in the face of our troubled world and threats of infectious and incurable diseases, we cannot continue, like the psalmist says, to go out full of tears. Now is the time to ask for God's intervention and deliverance from traumas that stifle our potentials and purpose in life. Some persons are tired of participating or offering such deliverance prayers because, according to them, they have prayed and fasted countless times in the past and yet nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in their families. That was the feeling of God's people deported to Babylon after the destruction of Jerusalem in 587 BC. By the rivers of Babylon, they suffered and felt betrayed by the Lord, the one who has said he will be with them always. Of course, my brothers, my sisters, it is proper to pour out our frustrations before the Lord. But it is also proper we never stop hoping, never stop believing. For the book of Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 reminds us, God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he promise and not fulfill? The Lord fulfilled his promises to his people in today's first reading because in his time he spoke through the prophet Baruch. He says, Jerusalem, take off your dress of sorrow and distress, for God has decreed the flattening of each high mountain so that Israel can walk in safety under the glory of God. Amen. We shall walk in safety under the glory of the Lord today, this week, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, God came true for the people of Israel, because Babylon was destroyed by the Persian king Cyrus, and the people of God were asked to return to the city of Zion. Today's psalm captures the joy they felt on that day, the joy of God's people. And they sang thus, when the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. That joy, my brother, my sister, is rooted in and inspired by faith. In the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, faith makes us quite certain that the one who began that good work, a good work in us, will see that it is finished. Thus, in faith, we await God's help. We are empowered to bear the pains of traumatic days, and in faith, we wait for divine interpretation of our problems. Yes, we must learn to wait in faith for clarity when those issues are unclear to us. The Holy Spirit comes to grant us understanding. Thus, in the words of Saint John the Baptist in today's Gospel, we must prepare a path for the Lord which opens our hearts for an encounter with the Lord. He comes to perfect our faith with understanding, knowledge, and love, which makes us pure and blameless. Therefore, my brother, my sister, We must arise today, take off our garments of sins and sorrows, and turn our eyes and hearts to the Lord, who is prepared to guide us by the light of His glory. That is our prayer for you today, that the light of God's goodness will guard you and lead you to that height of Mount Zion. May He bless you and bless us and grant us His goodness and His salvation. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.